start your daily tourway, Northwest London, Sunday, 24th of Elul, 10th of September. Verena Harav, Rav Shraga, Fabel, Zimmerman, Shlita, Shuvah. This week's tourway has been sponsored by Nishmas Peril Margolis, Bas Rav Yishua, Akon, Olei HaSholem. The Ziyad Zeit is this Friday, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hashem today, Chaf Dalet Elul, momentous day. First of all, it's the 90th Yahrzeit of the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. It's also the 20th anniversary of Start the Day, the Teraway. Just think of how many hours, probably tens of thousands of hours of Torah that were accrued through this wonderful program. And it's not just the Torah, the time, but as the days, as the name suggests, you start your day in a certain way. Toiv achas dava mereishisai. When you start a day a certain way, it affects the whole day. When the month of Elul, the Torah says in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph that there's a takana to blow shofar in Elul. What is its purpose? Kedei lahaza Yisrael sheyasu tshuva. To tell everyone to do tshuva. Shenemarim yitaka shofar be'ir v'om lo yichradu. How can you hear the sound of the shofar and not tremble? Ukedei la'arvav hasatan. And to confuse the satan. There are two reasons we blow shofar in Elul. To shake up the people and to confuse the satan. What does this mean? How do you confuse a satan? What is our hachana to the Yom HaDin supposed to be? Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Beis, first Pasuk, for David Maskil, Ashrei Nisui Fesha, Pesha Sui Chata. And translation, art scroll translation, praiseworthy, I would have said fortunate, but anyway, praiseworthy or fortunate, Nesui Pesha, one is one who is forgiven his transgression. Ksui Chata, whose sin is covered over. Fortunate is the person that Hashem forgave his sins via tshuva. And this pshat is found in all the Rishonim. The pasuk is referring to someone who has already done tshuva, and fortunate is the one that Hashem forgives him. But in the Medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis, Perikov Beis, his Vav, he says a different, totally different shot. He says, Ashrei lo Adam, fortunate is the person, Shehu Gevoya Mefishai, that he is higher, or he is greater than his sins. Veloi Pishai Gevoya Mimenu, not that his sins are greater than him. In other words, he's learning Ashrei Nisui Pesha, fortunate is the person who's a higher than his own sins. And we're talking about a person who has not done tshuva yet. And nevertheless, there is a p'china of a person who is Nisui Pesha, he's higher and greater than his sins. What does this mean? Elul, as we know, is a hachana for the Yom HaDin. So we have to understand, what is it, a Yom HaDin? Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehachal Nu Bo'arez. Now we are accustomed to thinking, which is probably the way we were trained in school, in Cheder, in Talmud Torah, that Malchus HaDerekia Doimel LeMalchus HaDa'ara. The world, the Malchus, is like on this world. And just like in this world, there is a concept of a Yom HaDin. There's a judgment date. On a certain date, a person's accused of certain crimes, and on a certain date, there is a mishpat, there's a trial. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the world, Klal Yisrael, the world, on trial on Rosh Hashanah. why Rosh Hashanah? Why pick the court date of Rosh Hashanah? Because Hayoyim Haras Eilam, today is the day that Hashem created the world, and therefore it follows Hayoyim Yamed Bamishpat Kol Yitzrei Eilamim. There's one day a year that the king, the Melech Malchem Lachem, has to make an accounting and a reckoning. This business, this asik called the world, is it kedai to continue it? With which customers and clients should he continue to do business with? That is how we were taught to look at the Yom HaDin. And you look at it like that, it causes emas HaDin. It causes a fear of the judgment. Because who can truly say that they are worthy of being judged favorably? As we say in the piyut, im tematza oimek adin, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will really go to the depths of judgment, mi yizke b'necha b'adin. However, if you get a bit older and you think deeper into things, you'll recognize that this concept of Yom HaDin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a date which we're on trial, is very difficult to understand. It's well known for many Sfarim, most notably the Nefesh HaChayim, that the Schar V'Einish of Hashem is very different than the Schar V'Einish of a human king. A Melech Basar Adam, or a government, there is no connection, really, between the action, the crime the person did, and the person's punishment. Because it's an external matter, it's a punishment which is forced on the person externally. For this punishment to happen, the king first has to, the judge has to know about the crime. Then it has to be proven. Even after it's proven, there are sentencing guidelines. And therefore, in the physical world, Schar V'Einish and the person's Maisim are not really connected. It's an external thing imposed from the outside. In the spiritual world, the very action of a person causes their Schar V'Einish. The Schar V'Einish is a natural consequence, a natural metaphysical consequence, which is automatically derived from the person's action itself. As the Nefesh HaChaim says, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is our shadow. What we act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically corresponds to it. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek le'olam haba. He notes it doesn't say be'olam haba. Not that there's a place, there's a resort called Olam Haba, and you have a reservation there. But Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek le'olam haba. We create our own Olam Haba. We have the ability to create our own Olam Haba. A person with their mitzvahs creates their own Gan Eden, and a person with their averus creates their own Gehenna. That's pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama. Kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron. Anyone who thinks that Hashem is going to forgive, yivatru chayav. Why can't Hashem forgive? Every king, every president has the power of pardon. So why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive? And the answer is, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains, because it's not something external which the king imposes, which he can choose to waive. It's something which is a natural, automatic consequence that mitzvahs bring schar and averus bring an einish, and there is nothing to waive here. That's pshat schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah is created by the mitzvah. Schar avera, the punishment for the avera, is the avera. Once we understand that, these concepts, that in a spiritual world, our schar v'einish is just a natural consequence of our actions. So how could you possibly have a Yom HaDin? Everything is automatically decided and adjusted every moment of our life You don't need to judge anyone. There's no trial date to be Kaveya. It happens automatically every second. In fact, that's Prat in the Manda Amram in the Gemara, Adam Nidin B'chol Yaim, or Adam Nidin B'chol Shah. The Gemara says that you're judged every day or every hour. It doesn't mean that it's Rosh Hashanah every hour. It simply means it just happens automatically on its own. So if we understand this concept, that all of Ruchnius is an automatic judgment, which as in a form of metaphysical consequences for our actions, and our actions create the own reward and punishment, so what is happening on Rosh Hashanah? That's the question we want to answer today. The Talzer of Avram Yitzchak Bloch, in his Shi'urei Das, addresses this question. And he says as follows, there are three ways of looking at a person. Number one, you look at the person's actions. You take each action separately, and you judge the actions, the very quantity of actions. That's one way of looking at a person. The next way of looking at a person is when you connect and combine the person's actions, you'll see that a person has a certain midah. For example, a person who does a lot of gemilas chasadim, we can then discern that this person is a merciful person, is a compassionate person. This is already a judgment and not about the action, but the midah that the person has. If you'll put together all the actions of the person, which then define the person's midas, and then put all the midas together, then you'll be able to define the very essence of the person. The tsuras haruchni of the person, is this a person a good person, or is this person a bad person? Is this person what we call a tzaddik bedin, or is this person what we call a rasha bedin? This final computation and reckoning, where we take all the person's actions, put them together, and via this discerning and defining the essence of a person will be dependent at what point you stop the wheel of life and say, when am I taking this snapshot? Zakhda tells the Rav, that's Rosh Hashanah. The moment of the snapshot is when we pass by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, like we say in Kivakoras, is the moment of that snapshot. That's why on Rosh Hashanah, there's no mention in the tefillahs about our actions. There's no vidui, there's no tshuva mentioned on our actions. You would think if we're being judged on our actions on Rosh Hashanah, we should say something about our actions. There's no mention of it. Even some shittas, you're not allowed to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. If it's a day that our future is being judged and decreed, so the chayyim should have tefillahs for gashmius on Rosh Hashanah. There's no mention of it. The reason is because all of those things are dependent on the actions of a person. The actions of a person create the schar v'einish. That is not the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. That's the avodah of Yom Kippur. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah, the din of Rosh Hashanah, is on the mahus of the person, the essence of the person, the madrega of the person. Is this person a good person, although they do averis? That's called the tzaddik. Or is he a bad person who does mitzvahs? That's what we call a rasha. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. The avodah is to accept, I'm a servant of Hashem. Might not be the best servant, but I'm a servant of Hashem. That is my essence. Because what we're being judged on Rosh Hashanah are not our actions, or what's being addressed is what is our very essence. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Reish Gimel, Af mi she'eina nizer mi paschal nachrim, even if a person a whole year eats paspalter, Baseres Yimei Tshuva Tzarech Lizar. Baseres Yimei Tshuva, you shouldn't eat paspalta. This is based on a Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi says, Rav Chiya Mafkid L'Rav, Rav Chiya told Rav, I at yochel meichel kuli shata b'tahara meichel. If you could eat chulin b'tahara a whole year, so do so. V'iloi achol zayin yamim b'shata. Eat 7 days a year, at least eat chulin b'tahara. Those are the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Either Rosh Hashanah was obvious, or they didn't eat on Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi says that you can fast on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, today we don't eat chulin b'tahara, but it says, at least in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you should eat Pas Yisrael, even though you don't eat it the whole year. And this is a very strange anhaga. What are we trying to do? Trying to fool Hashem? Hashem is judging us, so we'll act from for 10 days. B'chol, what type of anhaga is it to do something, and you know that Matzi Yom Kippur, you're going to go back to doing what you did before? You have no plan of changing. B'chlal, in Avodas Hashem, what's an obligation, what's halacha you have to do. But other things that are madregas, a person should only do what they are holding by. If you're holding by being makbid on Pas Yisrael, you should do so. If you're not, you shouldn't. Pasuk in Mishlei says, Va'otz b'raglayim chayte, someone who is hasty with his feet is a sinner. And the Vilna Gaon says, raglayim means the midas of a person. A person should grow incrementally. But va'otz b'raglayim, someone wants to jump to a madrega that they're not, it's like a person wants to jump up the rungs of a ladder without walking up, the person's going to fall down. So what type of avoda is this, to be makbid on something in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that you have, that you're not holding by, and you have absolutely no plan of continuing? And the answer is, as we said before, in these days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva till Yom Kippur, Hashem is defining what is the essence of the person. We're not judging the person's actions. Person's actions are either judged automatically every day, and we address them via tshuva on Yom Kippur. Here we're defining what is the essence of a person. When you're defining the essence of a person, it's appropriate to show, what are my aspirations? I'm not holding somewhere. But what would I like to be? What is my ratzon apnimi? What is my inner will? What would I like to be? Even though I'm not really holding there. That is the avodah of these days, to show that a person is be'etzem a good person, a worthy person, although they have shortcomings. Once we define that, we define our essence, that im kibonim, im kavadim, we are either Hashem's sons or Hashem's servants. Then, but we have shortcomings, on Yom Kippur will address the shortcomings. And therefore, to summarize, the din of Rosh Hashanah are not on our actions, because those things are judged automatically as a natural metaphysical consequence. The din of Rosh Hashanah is on the very essence of the person. What is the tzuras haruchni of the person? Our aveda in preparation for Rosh Hashanah is to heighten and grow our mahus via Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Our aveda is to show what is our she'ifas, what are our aspirations of the person, although the person still has chesreinus. There's an expression in Yiddish, as a mensch mit chesreinus, of the chesreinus and nicht the mensch. There are people, they have chesreinus, but don't define the whole person by his chesaron. There's some people, their chesaron defines the whole person. The person is a reidefach ha'kovet, he's a balgaiva. Sometimes that is his thing, but most people are not like that. As a mensch, he's a person. As a mensch mit chesreinus. That's pshat in the medrash. Ashrei nesui pesha. Ashrei lo odom shehu gevoya mepishai. Fortunate is the person, he has sins, he hasn't even done tshuva yet. But fortunate is the person who's higher and greater than his sins. V'loy pishay gvaya mimenu, and not that the sins are greater than him. You can be a person with pshaim and chataim, but the person is still bigger than that. And that's what Hashem is judging on Rosh Hashanah. Now we understand the avodah of Elul. Elul, besides tshuva on actions, is a time which we designate to reflect upon ourselves. What is our pnimius? What are we? What is our essence? And we also work on raising and elevating our pnimius. How do you do so? What it requires is setting aside time for reflection and introspection. Where am I holding in ruchnius? Not adding up all our actions, all the good we do on one side, all the bad we do on another side. But what are we? What are our midas? What are our midas tevis? And what are our midas that are not so tevis? And then when we define our midas, what is our essence? How do we elevate this essence by showing our true aspiration? How are we mekabel ol malchus shemayim? Im kibanim, im kavadim. Are we children of Hashem? Are we servants of Hashem? We might not be the best child or the best servant, but at least are we banim or avadim? Is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a ben and as an eved? The very setting aside of time for this and to make a cheshbon hanefesh is the ultimate cure for all our shortcomings. What does the Yetzirah and the Satan do a whole year? What is the greatest thing? What holds us back the most from Avodas Hashem? If you ask a person, what stops you from being an Avod Hashem? Most people would say, bad midas. Kinna, taiva, v'akavod, metzinas, adam, and oilam. The Mesillas Yesharim says, no, that's not what it is. Mesillas Yesharim says, ki hatipul vahatirda oilamis, the very busyness, our hurried and harassed life, hu haklolim hayosim afsidim b'avedas Hashem, they are the greatest. The general rule that stops us from avedas Hashem is that we're just busy the whole time. We don't have time to think. This is the avodah of the Yetzirah, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, tichba to avodah la'om. Paray said, keep the Jews busy. He says, that is the atzas ha-yetzah. Keep everyone busy. The Yetzirah doesn't want us to have time to reflect. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asks, lama teiken umerien v'teiken umerien? Why do we keep on blowing shofar, even though we blew kiyas miyushev? We blow again kiyas dem umid. And it says, k'dei la'arvev ha-satan, to confuse the satan. How do you confuse the satan? Satan knows that it's Rosh Hashanah. The Satan has a calendar. The Satan learned through the Torah and knows all the menhagim of Tkiyas Shofar. And b'chal, the Satan remembers what you blew last year. And therefore, how do you confuse the Satan by keep on blowing Shofar? In the Sefer Ginas HaEgois, he explains as follows. The avoid of the Satan, the Yetzirah, the whole year, is to keep people busy. Elu ha-sheikhenes ha-emes b'havlei hazman. To push it, to keep us so busy that we don't have time to think about the truth. And that is what the Satan is relying on when he brings his case on Rosh Hashanah. Because if a person would stop for a minute and think what's truly important in life, if a person would stop for a minute, what is it that I really want to be? He would realize that all the thoughts and all the words of the Yetzirah of the Satan is plain sheker, it's bluff, and you just give up the Satan. And therefore, the Satan's avoda, the Yetzirah's avoda, is tichbad avoda ala am, elu ha-sheikhnes emes b'chavle yazman. When a person blows shofar, and as the Rambam says, the call of the shofar says, uru yusheinem mishinaschem, v'hikitzu mitar demaschem. Wake up, arise from your sleep and your slumber. that all of a sudden, when a Yid wakes up, he knows the truth automatically. Everything the Satan did a whole year goes down the drain. And that's why we keep on blowing shofar, even though we're Yaitz of the Mitzvah right away, from the very beginning. Because we're screaming, it's calling out, Uru Yishenu Mishinascha. And when we wake up and we reflect, even for a moment, is this what we really want to be? Is this who we want to be? Then all of a sudden, the whole avodah of the Satan falls apart. Zok the Tor, that is the tkiyas shofar of Elul. Im yitaka shofar be'er, there's no mitzvah of shofar. Im yitaka shofar be'er, va'om lo yachrodu. It's the chapatzitta. If the person chaps a tzitta, then all of a sudden the Satan's game is over. And therefore he says the Torah that what you blow in Elul is when you talk a shofar be'om lo yachrodu, u'kedei la'arvav ha'satan. Because that itself is the irvuv of the Satan. If a person has a charada that the Yom HaDin is coming, and we're going to be judged, what is the mahus of a person? And he starts reflecting, how can I increase, how can I elevate myself? The Satan gets confused, and everything he's done a whole year is over. Ashrei nesui pesha. Fortunate is the person, ksui chata, ashrei ha'odom, shu gevoyim al pishad. Fortunate is the person who is greater than their sins. V'loi pishay gvayam emenu, his sins aren't greater than him. Fortunate is a person who their essence is good. Their essence is im kebonim, im kavadim. Our avoda is to strengthen, first to reflect, and strengthen, raise, and elevate our pnimius, our mahus. And if we'll do so, will certainly then be fulfilled. The Pashat Pshat and the Pasuk. Ashrei Nesui Pesha Ksui Chata. Fortunate is the person that Hashem will forgive via tshuva. V'nizke kulonu yachad. When we all merit together. Aksi v'chzim ha'tayva v'sifron shal tzadikim gemurim. To be a shnas gul of Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.